I can't believe it. What started out on a whim has become a dynasty. Yep. It's the Grease here thanking your big behind for buying the best of Volume 4. You'll find it chock full of wackiness, topicality, duck walking, and generally spicy behavior. And on that note, let's begin with the story of the most top secret agency in the government, the Massive Impossible Force.
Good morning, Mr. Grease Minnelli. This is a picture of Mr. Mark Minkin, volunteer poll judge at nearby Precinct 13-7. His gut is a-grumbling from a breakfast of coffee, donuts, and sausage and egg sandwiches. That's right, Mr. Minkin's a-stinkin', and he's gotta take a massive gaseous.
Unsavory.
Your mission, Jim.
Don't call me Jim.
Should you decide to accept it, is to fill in at the poll, and don't forget to give Minkin an extra roll. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Well, you know that. All right, Mr. Minkin. Here's the deal, sir. Once you get inside the voting booth and you zip that curtain shut, you cannot, by federal law, be disturbed for any reason for as long as you're in there. So I say, sir, that if you can grit your teeth long enough to get inside there, zip that thing shut, and then take a casual mashup. Relax as you study all the little candidates, deciding which levers you're going to throw. That's it, sir. Let it go. If you stand right in the middle of the booth, nobody will be able to look under and see the unsavory intestinal sculpture you leave behind. There you are, sir. Purge thyself. Cleanse thee of thine iniquities. That's it. Yeah. Oh, God. Don't forget to vote. There you go.
All right, buddy. Tell you what, I'll go in after you. That'll give you time to blast off before anybody can track you down. Do any kind of penetology examination to try to track this mess to you, all right? All right, buddy, scoot.
All right, let me see. Time for my turn to vote? Okay. Skittle. Whoa. Excuse me. Madam, would you come over here? Looks like somebody had a little accident in here. Yeah. Well, you know what they said? This year, voters were going to send a message to Washington. I didn't, however, think it would be this aromatic.